The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. All right, so today I wanted to talk about something that I heard the other day that was one of those moments that just hit me. It was like a lesson that I just was like, whoa, like I needed to hear it, and I want to share it with you guys because it's something that I think is very important that everyone hears, because I feel like we all learn this one way or another, or like are in this situation right now. So anyways, I was on, I think it was Instagram, and I came across this post, and it was talking about this guy who went on the subway and started playing the violin, and or he wasn't like on the subway, he was in the subway station, so he was playing the violin and he was really good. And you know, it's busy, everyone's trying to get to wherever they need to go, but there were a few people that came by and listened or stopped or gave him some money. And at the end of the day, he made about $30 in tips. And then it said that this man happened to be like the best violinist in the world. He was world renowned. He was actually playing on a violin that was like $3 million. And normally he plays at sold out shows all over the world where so many people buy tickets that it ends up being that he makes about $1,000 per minute of playing. And so the moral of the story was, if you feel like you're being undervalued, like you're not making what you should, then maybe you need to change your environment. Maybe you need to get out of the subway and start playing in theaters. And that, like, really, I was like, oh my God, I love that analogy. And I think it's so fitting for right now, because we're in a time where even if you're like middle class or upper middle class and you have a good job, or what used to be considered, you know, a good job and decent pay, it's not doing a whole lot for you right now. You know, like inflation is so bad right now. It's so crazy. Everything is really expensive. So many people are struggling right now. And I think I read the other day that in order to make like the equivalent of what our parents made in like the 70s and 80s, we would have to be making like $180,000 or something like that, just to be in like that comfortable place in life where, you know, you can go to the grocery store and buy what you want and not have to put things back on the shelf. And like, that's the reality that we're in right now. We hear about it all the time, but most people are in the same environment of a typical 9-to-5 job where you're reliant on this company to pay you. And even though inflation is crazy and the cost of everything keeps going up, these companies aren't paying people more money. And so you're making less and less and less. And that salary that used to be really great is now not paying all the bills, and you're getting in a situation of debt. And when you work in an environment like that, from my experience and just kind of thinking about this, very generally speaking, and there's always going to be exceptions, you're almost never going to be valued for what you do. And I'm sure you've all heard this. I heard it so much when I was in the corporate world, that everyone is replaceable. And a lot of these companies just see you as a number. And it's not like, what have you done for me? It's what have you done for me lately? That was such a big thing when I was in pharmaceuticals. It's like, you could have been the star of the year, hitting all the numbers, making the company a ton of money. But the next quarter or the next year, if something happened and you got kicked off of like an insurance formulary plan, you could lose your job, because it's like, it doesn't matter what you did in the past. What have you done to help me lately? Like, that's the mentality. And so most people are completely undervalued in their job. And so it's really hard to feel fulfilled in what you're doing, to feel a sense of purpose, to be happy when you're constantly undervalued and oftentimes told about it, or even threatened with, you know, potential layoffs and things like that. And so we know a lot of people are in this situation and struggling. And this is why I talk so much about breaking out of that societal conditioning that just tells us that this is normal. This is normal to, you know, work 8 to 10 hours a day for someone that really doesn't give a damn about you and would replace you in a heartbeat if someone, you know, younger and cheaper came along, which unfortunately is the case in a lot of situations. And, you know, I was thinking about that and thinking about like what a big difference it could make just shifting your environment. So there's like so many instances of this. Obviously, the biggest one that I'm talking about is leaving the typical, you know, corporate culture, the 9 to 5, where you've got like a middle manager that's just breathing down your neck all the time, and going into a career or building a business for yourself. Because at the end of the day, like I said, very rarely are you going to be valued for what you're truly worth unless you're working for yourself. And so the way that I looked at it is like, I could work my butt off for this company, for this manager, for this CEO that are making a ton of money because I'm busting my ass, or I could go and bust my ass for myself and build my own company. And then I have, you know, the freedom and the fulfillment and all of the other stuff that comes along with it. And that's the choice that I made, and I've never regretted that a day in my life. But also, I think changing your physical environment can be incredibly, incredibly helpful in expanding your mindset of what's possible. All the time, like if you're in the same routine, the same place, doing the same thing, you get in like that zombie mode, right? Where like your subconscious kicks in and takes over, and you just go through every single day on autopilot. And that's when the days turn into years and the years turn into decades, and your whole life flashes by so quickly. And they say that like you actually feel happier when you try new things and put yourself in new environments, because that's when you're able to switch off of the autopilot, out of the subconscious and into the conscious mind, the mindful experience. And it's enjoyable, and you tend to be happier. And it could be like something as simple as taking a different route to work, or trying a new restaurant that you've never been to before. Like, it doesn't have to be like packing up your bags and moving across the country like I did. It could literally be just doing something different in the environment you're currently in. Something I did here is like I created an office space that felt so high vibe and like high energy, so that every time I'm in there, I just instantly, I'm like in this creative flow. I feel really good. My mood is boosted. And it like literally, we painted the walls, we added some bookshelves and made it pretty. And it made such a big difference in the way I feel when I'm doing my work, when I'm recording podcasts, when I'm creating courses and things like that. So it doesn't have to be just like these big, huge, life-altering changes of your environment. It could literally be these little things that change your mindset. Another big thing is like who you're spending time with. Like, are you spending time with people who are lifting you up, are helping you expand, are cheering you on? Or are you spending time with people who are complaining, making fun of you, who don't want to see you succeed because it shines a light on them not succeeding, people that are toxic, because that can really bring you down. So like your environment is such a big piece of the puzzle. And just like that violinist, best violinist in the world, and he made $30 because he was playing in the subway where he could be playing in the right environment, making $1,000 a minute. And so this is where it's, you know, for me, it was like kind of that light bulb moment of, okay, do I want to keep being undervalued for the next 30 years so that someday I can retire? Or do I want to start living my life now and being valued now? And so I made very big decisions. I moved across the country to where I knew I would want to be someday. And, you know, a lot of people would say like, oh, well, I'll move to Florida when I retire. And I was like, screw that. Like, I want to enjoy life now. I want every day to feel like a vacation. I'm not going to wait until I'm old. What if I don't make it that long? Or what if I get to that age and I'm sick and I can't move? I can't do things. And then also I quit my job and I started my business. So the second part of that, quitting the 9-to-5, like it's so scary. And it's especially scary given the circumstances where everything is expensive and you know, you're barely getting by. It's a really scary thing to do. And I've been seeing people post that, like, even if you cut back on like your daily Starbucks and, you know, you really try to save every penny, you can't, like, you can't save enough to get by with the current cost of living. The only way to do it is to add income. And so that's where I would say, if you've thought like, you know what, screw my boss, screw my job, I'm not happy, I know I want to go into business for myself, I know I want to do something that fulfills me, do that and add the stream of income on to your full-time job. Start that way. And then eventually you can build it up to where you have that comfort to leave your job without like the risk of not having an income. And, you know, like adding an income, there's so many different ways that that's possible. And like with the technology we have, like there's no reason why you shouldn't. There's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't. And a lot of times what I see is people are telling themselves that it's a lot harder than it actually is. And it gets into the whole like the mindset aspect, but also your body. And like so many people, we all go through that phase where we have like so much brain fog because we're eating processed food, we're not exercising, we're not getting enough sleep because of all the stress going on with life and with our job. And so we're not taking care of ourselves. So we're in that state of brain fog. So we slip right back into autopilot, which means we just stick to our routine and we never get anything accomplished. And we just keep saying, oh, someday I'll start a business. Someday I'll add on some passive income. Someday I'll try this. And then we never do, right? Like those days turn into months and the months turn into years. And then we look back and we're like, well, never did that. That's another dream that I never, you know, brought to fruition. And so, you know, not just taking care of your mindset, but really trying to actually do something about the brain fog. That is so helpful. And I want to do a whole episode on this because I've been like super into this lately. But you guys have heard me talk about Magic Mind. I've been taking it now for, I don't even know how long, maybe a month. And it clears the brain fog. And like, yes, there's other things I've been doing. So I do really need to get into like a whole episode around that. But I take this shot and it gets me right into that state of creative flow. Like it's, they call it Magic Mind, but it really, to me, it really does feel like magic. I take it and I feel like I could be productive. I can take action. And all of that like fatigue and that dragging feeling just seems to dissipate. And, you know, I'm trying to get better about like learning all the different types of things that we can do, and that whole like mind-body connection, because it is so important. But one of the things that I looked up in the ingredients in Magic Mind, it's called Bacoba Manieri. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but what it is it's a nootropic that improves your attention span, but it also improves your ability to process and learn new information and your memory. Okay, then there's also something called Rhodiola rosea, which is a nootropic and an adaptogen that reduces fatigue and anxiety. It increases your body's resistance to stress. It improves physical and mental endurance, and it enhances mental clarity. All from like that one ingredient, which is insane. And there's so many things like this that we've never been taught until we seek it out ourselves. We put ourselves in a different environment. And so that's where I am now, is like putting myself in this environment where I'm hearing from people that know this stuff, that can teach me this stuff so that I can be productive. I can show up in the best possible way and feel better, have that clarity, not go through life with that big thing of brain fog that's constantly, you know, dragging me down, which has been like the majority of my life. So that's another thing. Like, look at your environment around your body. Like, what are you eating? Are you learning some of these new things that can really help, that's cutting edge? Are you going to the gym? Are you taking these types of supplements that can really help with whatever it is you're dealing with, whether it's sleep or fatigue? And by the way, since Magic Mind is now officially a sponsor, they gave me a really good promotion for January. So if you guys have been wanting to try it, for January, if you sign up for, so they have like a 3-month subscription. So if you sign up, you get 1 month free. And if you use my code on top of that, which is LOAT20, you get an extra 20% off. So it ends up being 75% off. So this is definitely like, if you've been thinking about it, this is probably the best deal imaginable, 75% off to try it, but it's only in the month of January. So you go to magicmind.com/Jan, LOAT. So Jan, like J-A-N, LOAT. And you'll get 1 month free on your 3-month subscription. And then put in my code, which is LOAT20. And you get an extra 20% off on top of that. So 75% off your order, which is insane. So I'll link all that for you guys. Like I said, I really recommend it. And I want to do more episodes on this kind of stuff because I feel like it's normal now to just accept like brain fog and feeling, you know, fatigue all the time and not having any motivation or energy to do anything. And for the last, you know, whatever, 6-7 years, I've thought, well, it's all mindset. It's all mindset. And yes, it is. Like, there is a huge component, which is mindset. But what I didn't realize until recently is that if you're not taking care of your body and you're not actually looking at the root cause of these physical symptoms, you're not going to like just get rid of it with mindset. Like, you could tell yourself all day you want to do something, but if you're feeling that constant fatigue, the chances of you doing it are slim to none. So I'm starting to bring a lot of that in and change my environment in that way, changing what I'm eating, what I'm consuming, you know, what I'm doing with my daily routines to just continuously improve and just feel better and feel more motivated. And so back to this whole thing of like changing your environment, doing something different, adding on a stream of income to your day job or a side hustle, or maybe you already have a business and you're like feeling stuck. You're like, you know what? I'm not hitting 10K months. I am not growing my audience. Social media sucks. And like, I'm not getting a lot of traction on there. Then I'm opening up the doors to Digital CEO. So they're actually open already. So if you're on my email list, you've already gotten a couple emails on it with the presale code so that you get 50% off, which is insane. But this is an easy way to get started because you're basically building an app in 6 weeks. So you are putting in the work. You know, yeah, like you're going to have to sit down and create content and map it out and everything, which we go through this step by step in the course. But then after that 6 weeks, it's in the app store and you've put in the work and now that app can live in the app store for as long as you want, for years and years to come, and generate income for you. So like it truly is passive income. It's income that you can make with very little work, very little maintenance to it. And so if you still have a full-time job, if you are raising kids and you're at home with them, if you have a business that you're doing a lot of live coaching and stuff and you just don't have a lot of time to pour into something, you put in 6 weeks. I ask you to dedicate 6 weeks to this program. And when I say 6 weeks, I mean each week I recommend that you put in 3 hours, pencil in 3 hours of your time to sit down and to build this thing. And you don't have to be techie. You don't have to know how to code. Like that's what I mean with the technology now is we can do these things that they might sound hard, but they're really not. If you have someone that's walking you through it, it is not hard at all. It's simply taking the knowledge that you already have and putting it into this format so that other people can learn it. And so like we have people from, gosh, like all different types of backgrounds. We have someone who has been in the corporate world forever. That's like all she's ever done. And now she has an app where she's just doing subliminals. And we've got someone else who lost 100 pounds. So she's very much into like healthy living, but also combining like mindfulness. We have someone else who's a dietitian and working that whole thing with gut health into her app. We have someone else who is a fertility specialist that is putting a whole like women's health program in there. So it really doesn't matter what it is. Like you can take any of your knowledge and your interests and put it into an app. And you do that for 3 hours a week for 6 weeks and you've created this thing. And now it can just keep making money for you consistently. And you're putting it in the Apple and Google stores. So you've got like the best search engines that are helping you become searchable. It's helping to bring new people into your world. So this is my like how, because I get people all the time that are like, yeah, I get it. I don't want to stay in my 9-to-5 job. I am feeling unfulfilled and undervalued, but I don't even know what I would do. And I typically in the past have not tried to like steer people in any one direction because I do believe that if you truly tap into your intuition, the path will unveil itself. But I get so many people all the freaking time that are like, how? I don't know what to do. I just don't know how. So this is not the only how, but this is a how. This is how I replaced my full-time income from my corporate job with an app to where I literally can be with my kids all day and I don't have to do anything for it. And so it's not the how for everything, for everyone, but it is an option. And I want to put it out there because I am hearing left and right that people, you know, are cutting back and cutting back, and you can cut back all you want to the bare minimum. And with inflation, it's still hard to get by. And so it's like adding an income can be hard because if you're working a full-time job or, you know, you're a parent or whatever, you're busy. And so this is something where you put in the work up front and then it truly is passive income that lives on and on and on for years and years and years. So the doors are open. The pre-sale is going on. So since you are listening to the podcast, I will link up the pre-sale price. So this is a huge, huge, huge discount. I'm adding all kinds of good stuff to this. I've already added a lot. I added an entire course on Facebook and Instagram ads. We've also got Pinterest ads. These, I've finally learned like how to actually do them strategically. And it's insane. It is like literally a formula. where you put in X amount and this is how much you're going to make as a result. So I have that all in there where I explain it. I show you my screen. I walk you through it. I added in how to create your own custom subliminals. And I've had people ask me like, well, isn't that copying you? Like, I don't want you to think I'm copying you. Freaking copy me. Like, that is why I created this course, is because I've seen what it's done for my life. And I want other people to be able to do the same thing. So like, hell yeah, make your own subliminals. I'm going to show you how. I show you how to do videos, like if you don't want to be on video. So it's much more than just about an app. Like, you don't have to make the app. You could take all this stuff and do whatever you want with it. But there's so much value in there. And I'm going to keep adding to it in 2024. So the price is amazing. Like, it's going to be that pre-sale price. So you can get in now. I'll put the link in the show notes. If you're on my email list, you already have the link. And yeah, I want to offer that option, and I want to give an example of how, because I know that when I was in the situation where I was so miserable and desperate, and I was like, I will do anything, but I just need to know what to do. Like, no one would just give you like everything you need. You know what I mean? It's like, there's people that focus on mindset and there's people that focus on this, that, or the other, but I wanted someone that could literally just hand me like step by step, do this and you will make an income from it. And that is my goal with this course. It is to like relieve some of that financial burden that people are facing and to give you your life back, give you some of that financial freedom so that you could leave your day job where you're undervalued. You could be home with your kids instead of sending them, you know, to daycare every day. You could start living your life now instead of waiting for retirement. So that is what I'm hoping to give people through this course. So I'll link it all up in the show notes. You can also go to thelawofattractiontribe.com/digitalCEO and everything is there. So I hope that if you've listened to this podcast, it's got the wheels turning a little bit about what environment am I in? And do I need to change my environment? And if I did, how might that change my life? So I'll let you sit with that this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple Podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts, and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app, where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. You can find that wherever you get your apps, in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well, if you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend. Share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.